Good evening, everyone. We're going to begin talking about the Parashat Ki Tetzeh. Before we do, I just want to thank the generous sponsors that sponsored Leilui Nishmat, his yahrzeit tonight, Yaakov Ben Shokrola, his neshama should have an aliyah, Mitzvat Hashem, and also Shir Shabir Zechut of Refuah Shlema for Jacqueline Tehila Chaya Bat Simi, and also Shomeria Bat Yael. They should have Refuah Shlema, Refuah HaNefesh, and Refuah HaGuf Bezat Hashem. There's chairs over here. Bring chairs. Take chairs. Okay. Parashah begins. Parashat Ki Tetzeh. Ki Tetzeh La Milchama Lo Ivecha, when you'll go out to war against your enemies. Untano Hashem Elokecha Biadecha, and Hashem will place those enemies in your hands. V'shavita shivyo, and you will capture some captives. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh and others, they comment that this pasuk that the parasha begins with states ki tetze la milchama. Anyone knows Hebrew? Knows that la milchama means to the war. Okay, not le milchama, to a war. Ki tetze le milchama, to a war. La milchama, to this war, to that war. It's referring to a specific war. Says Aruch Haim HaKadosh, which war is this referring to? Milchemet HaYetzer. The milchama that each and every single one of us has with our Yetzer, with our evil inclination. Comes out, this pasuk is not something that was relevant and applicable thousands of years ago when we actually had an army and took captives and went out to wars according to the halakha and by the guidance of the Torah and the Nevi'im. This pasuk applies equally to each and every single one of us. That there's a time in our lives that we go out to war against our Yetzirah. When you go out to war against your enemy, who's your enemy? The Yetzirah. We find ourselves in the month of Elul. This is the month that's carved out for self-introspection. It's carved out for teshuvah. It's an opportune time to return to Hashem. It's referred to as Yemei Rachamim, days of mercy, where we have opportune time to ask for kapara, to ask forgiveness for what we've done, to look and delve deeply into ourselves and our souls, and try to perfect ourselves, to be better people, as we approach the Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment, Rosh Hashana. It's also a month that we could spend time delving into our own Milchemet HaYetzer, our own war against our Yetzirah. And therefore, perhaps we could learn a few lessons, a few practical applications of this concept, this analogy of your battles with your Yetzirah being compared to a war that an army goes out to fight. Let's explain. Gemara Brachot, Daf Hem and Aleph, all the way on the top, famously says, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Leolam Yargiz Adam Yetzirah Tov Al Yetzirah. A person should always be margiz. It's confusing how to translate that word, but we'll see Rashi in a second. A person should always be margiz his yetzer atov on his yetzara. Rashi says, what does it mean, yargiz yetzer atov al yetzara? Rashi says, shayase milchama im yetzara. That a person should always constantly be waging war, using his yetzer atov, and fighting against his Yetzirah. So therefore, in order to know how to fight against Yetzirah, we need to know what? How wars are supposed to be fought. So it's obvious that any army in the world does not want to go to war. That's not something that armies want to do for the sake of going to war. Why not? You try to avoid it at all costs. If you have no choice, if you need to protect yourself, self-defense, if there's a piece of land that you used to own, you used to occupy, it's not yours anymore, and now you want to occupy it, There's a land that you don't occupy, but now you want to start occupying it. You want to take over and expand. So you go and you speak to the enemies in a friendly way, and you see if anything can be done. The last resort is war. Why? Because wars always have casualties. Even if you come out victorious, come out on top, there are always casualties. There are always people who are injured, who are hurt, and sometimes there are deaths. Not only that, it's not so certain that you're going to come out on top to begin with. Who even says you're gonna be victorious? That's a war. To apply that to Yetzer Hara, prevention. One should never try to go out to war with Yetzer Hara. Never put yourself in that situation. Never find yourself in a situation where you know you're gonna be faced with this battle. You're gonna go head to head with Yetzer Hara. You don't know if you're gonna win or not. So why are you approaching that situation? Try to prevent it. You know what your temptations are. You know where your weaknesses are. Don't go there. You might lose. You might get hurt. You might get injured on the way. That's point number one. Point number two, there's a famous story with the Baal Shem Tov. Zechuto Yagen Aleinu Amen. The Baal Shem Tov was once walking in the forest, and he approached a frog. So I had the zechut of being in upstate New York, and I got to experience nature firsthand, like I've never experienced it before. I was there for the summer, and in city life, you don't see these little creatures crawling around. You see a spider crawling on your wall, you freak out. You call the super. You call 911. There's a big spider on my wall. You go over there, it's masim b'chol yom. Multiple spiders on your wall. It's very normal. So, the Baal Shem Tov was once walking, and he came across a frog. And Baal Shem Tov, with his Ruach HaKodesh, was able to communicate with the neshama of the frog, and revealed that the frog was a gilgul, was a reincarnation of a great tzaddik in his previous life. So the immediate question is, why were you sent back into this world? What did you do wrong? The Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take your neshama and send you back here to fix. What do you need to fix? What did you do wrong in the first place? So what came out, and the Baal Shem Tov revealed, was that this neshama used to be in the body of a big tzaddik, who was amazing, was on a very high level. There's one mitzvah that he was a little lax on. It's a mitzvah of Netilat Yadayim. A little lax in Netilat Yadayim. He would skip it every now and then. And when he would do it halfway. And when he would do it, sometimes he would mumble the bracha. A little lax when it came to Netilat Yadayim. Tefillah was there early on time. Full kavanah, tefillin, tzitzit, ben adam chavero, the whole nine yards. But Netilat Yadayim, okay, listen, no one's perfect. So Baal Shem Tov's follow-up question was, so what happened? He said, well, Yetzer Hara knows not to start up with me and eating on Yom Kippur, with me and eating a cheeseburger. That's not even in the ballpark. So what did he start up with? A simple, easy mitzvah. That's quote-unquote not so important. It's very easy, it's very simple. It's not up there, it's not, you know, to label it, it's not on the Mount Rushmore of mitzvot in the Torah. It's not among the most important ones. So he attacked that one. And when he attacked that one, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says, mitzvah goreret mitzvah, avera goreret avera. One avera leads to another, to another, to another. And lo and behold, slowly but surely, one step at a time, I was over every single avera in the Torah. That's eventually what happened to me. So, I was sent back into the world in the form of a frog. Or Chaim HaKadosh says that the Yetzer Hara that we're trying to wage war against is attacking us at every moment in time. And even those moments when we think are very simple, walk in the park, Dafka, in those moments, he's going to attack us. Dafka in those moments. Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, he's not going to try to get you to, you know, to do whatever. Right? But waking up in the morning, Shacharit, okay, listen. It's not so important. I do it every day. If I mess up today, I have tomorrow. So bam, that's where he's going to attack me. And one thing leads to the next. Says our Chaim Gadol in this Lashon, you cannot be lax when it comes to the Averot or Mitzvot that seem unimportant. We know we don't rate certain Mitzvot and Averot. Right? We're not supposed to rate them as being important than others. However, the ones that seem a little less important, we're a little lax when it comes to those, and that's where Yetzirah attacks us. We cannot be lax even with those. We cannot be easygoing. Says the Aruch HaKadosh, why? Because if you are, She'im Yitrashel, because if you're lax, if you loosen your grip even a little bit, bam, Yakum Alav Ve'ikau, he's going to attack you. You cannot give him an inch. Very often, individuals say, all right, listen, just this one time, no big deal. The truth is, that one time, that's quote-unquote not a big deal, is the biggest deal. Is the biggest deal. Rashi tells us, in the beginning of the parasha, he says, Ki tetze la milchama lo yivech, when you go out to war against your enemy. To war. What type of war? Rashi says, B'milchemet ha-reshut ha-katuv medaber. It's referring not just to a war where Hashem commands you to go out and fight, go and attack Amalek, go and attack the Pelishtim. No. Milchemet ha-reshut. An optional war. A war that you don't have to go and wage. If you want to, you could. You don't want to, you don't have to. So say the Mefarshim that applying this to Yetzirah means what? That sometimes the Yetzirah is going to attack you not only on the areas that's what's called a mitzvah, preventing you from doing a mitzvah properly, not only in the areas that are considered an avira, and you're going to try to get you to do something that you're not allowed to do, but he's going to attack you in this middle ground, this gray area, called reshut, called the area of optionals, optional actions, such as eating, drinking, sleeping, exercising, speaking, so on and so forth, where they don't fall under a category of a mitzvah or an avera. If you want to, you can eat. You don't want to, you don't have to eat. You want to, you can go to sleep for 8 hours, 9 hours. You don't want to, you don't have to. There's no mitzvah or avera in sleeping. Okay, you got to protect yourself, take care of your body. But there's no mitzvah that's about to go to sleep. Comes along Yetzirah and attacks those gray areas, those quote-unquote small and unimportant areas that we're doing the entire day or filling up our day with those things, those actions. And that's where he attacks us. Because in reality, there is no gray area. There is no section that is not a mitzvah or an avera. Every action that you do in life, every thought that you have, if done right, it's a mitzvah. If done wrong, it's an avera. There is no middle ground. But dafka in those areas, we need to be the most careful. How you eat, how you make your brachot. Bracha rishona, bracha achrona. Doing it right. Going to sleep. Before you go to sleep, do you say kriyat shema lamita? You see Modani when you wake up? Say, thank you Hashem for waking me up. Are those your first thoughts when you wake up in the morning? Before you go to bed, are you saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please allow me to go to sleep, have a well-rested night, so that I could wake up tomorrow and do your service properly, with energy, with enthusiasm. Number three. Mishnah Pirkei Avot says, Ezehu gibor hakovesh et yitzro. Who's considered a strong, mighty person? Someone who overcomes his Yetzirah. Someone who defeats his Yetzirah. The Sefer Avodat Yisrael explains that the Mishnah uses a specific Lashon over here. Ezehu gibor hakovesh, someone who overcomes. It doesn't say hakovesh et hayetzer hara. One who overcomes, goes to battle and is victorious in the war against the yetzer hara. Rather, what does it say? Hakovesh et Yitzro, his own personal Yetzer Hara. Why? Because every individual has their own unique Yetzer Hara. Every person has to know himself and has to know his tendencies, has to know his weaknesses. Where are your weaknesses? And when you find out what those weaknesses are and where they lie and where you tend to fall and stumble, you need to set boundaries for yourself that are appropriate to those weaknesses. Because you were created to perfect your own flaws. You were not created to perfect someone else's flaws. Very often we get confused. We think Yetzer Hara is a general thing. And that the same Yetzer Hara that I'm dealing with, you're also dealing with. Same Yetzer Hara that you're dealing with, I'm also dealing with. And therefore what happens is that when you see another person fall, stumble, when you see a person fall and lose to his Yetzer Hara, you think to yourself, what? Come on, I could have overcome that battle. That's easy. And you begin to judge that other person. To understand everyone's Yetzer Hara is different. You have your own, he has his own. You fight your battle and pray for him that he could fight his battle. Your friend's Yetzer Hara is very, very easy for you to defeat. It's so easy. That's not what you were placed in this world for. To fight your friend's Yetzer Hara. It's so easy to look at someone else's challenges and think about how easy it is. The Mishnah is telling us, fight your own battles. Ezu gibor hakoveshet yitzro. A mighty person is someone who could fight his own battles. Not to look over your shoulder at someone else's and to judge him, but to look at yourself and to judge yourself and to perfect yourself and to worry about yourself. What happened to worrying about other people? You pray for them that Bezrat Hashem they should be successful. But you don't judge others in their dealings with their Yetzer Haras. So Rabbatai, those are three very quick pointers, useful pointers, as we're deep into the month of Elul, to be aware and to process our weaknesses, our potential pitfalls, the areas that we tend to slip, to think about those, to be conscious of those, and to develop some sort of plan in which we can be successful, to set boundaries for ourselves. If you're on the top of the Empire State Building, it gets very windy. The higher up you go, it's colder, it's more windy. You're on the very top of the tallest building in the city. It does not make any sense to stand at the edge of the roof of the building. If you're standing upright, so you say to yourself, yeah, I'm standing, I'm not leaning over, I'm just standing here. It's not a smart thing to do. One little trip, one little slip, and then that's it, that's the end of you. So if you're standing on the top of a building, the smartest area to stand in is where? In the center. Try to limit potential pitfalls. You know that you're vulnerable in certain areas. So why even get anywhere near those areas? Why even go head to head with the Yetzer Hara? It's a war. Don't stam go and place yourself in the middle of the battlefield and tell yourself, I'm so strong, I'm going to defeat my Yetzer Hara. Who says? You let the tests, the nisyonot, the challenges come to you. Don't seek challenges. So B'zat Hashem, with the help of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll all have the koach to fight our Yetzaras, to defeat them, and to always know that the end result is not in our hands. That the victory is not determined by us. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is in our hands? The fight is in our hands. Whether or not you come out on top, you will not be judged on whether you got the dub or not. You're going to what? Be judged if you put up the fight or not. How do I know that? Because we are all named what? B'nai Israel. Who was named Israel?
Yaakov.
Why was Yaakov named Israel?
Spider.
Who knows? When was he named Israel? When he fought who?
The angel.
So asks Rav Melech Biderman asks an amazing question. He says, why was he named Israel? Because Israel comes from the word Sarita. Sarita means to fight. Well, he named Israel. Why wasn't he called, you know, Nitzachon? I don't know, some sort of name with Nitzachon. Or Nitzchi. You know? Netzach. Why wasn't he named that? Because he was victorious. He defeated him. Says Rav Melech Biderman, that's not our tafkid in life. The victories are not in our hands. The fight, the effort, is in our hands. So we should all be zoche to put forth that effort, that strong effort, to go all out. To go all out against the Yetzara. Not to shy away even one bit. Not even one bit. Number one, to prevent face-to-face, head-to-head battles with the Yetzara. You do not want to go to war. It's a last resort. But when those challenges come your way, and they will, when they come your way, you roll up your sleeves and you say, I'm ready to go out to fight. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight till the end. And if you win, Baruch Hashem, you deserve a pat on the back. You say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki l'olam chasto. Thank you for allowing me to be victorious. And if you don't win, you still say, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chasto. Hashem, thank you for giving me the koch to fight. I fought. I gave it my all. And I'm going to try it better next time. Hashem, we should all be zoche to a shana tova mtuka, to all be judged in a favorable way. And we should all be zoche to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva, it's the month of Tshuva. Tshuva doesn't mean getting down on your knees and starting to cry. That's not the definition, the translation of the word Tshuva. Tshuva, the translation is what? Lashuv, to come close. It means to come close. It means to return. To return to Hashem. So everything you do throughout this month should result in coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have an amazing evening, everyone.